There is a couple of SMSs I need to read. This one really hurts my heart a bit. Just wanted to tell Half how disappointed I was that he flashed around the completed Wordle yesterday. It changed our nightly routine. Jane Stevens about the border fly. Your wife has texted in.
Yeah, she was very frustrated. We were about to go to bed as usual and said, let's do Wordle. And I said, I'm so sorry. I've been compromised. I accidentally saw Half do it. And when you see the word, it really deflates your whole day. So I was really looking forward to Wordle, but she got it in the fourth line, so she was quite happy with that.
She's a bit of a loser because I got it in three. But she's saying here that I flashed it around. I didn't flash anything around. You were looking over my shoulder.
You were a bit brazen, I think.
You were looking over my shoulder.
I accidentally saw it. It was something that I didn't really want to see or do.
I think it was good to get it in three. Yeah. The double P for Apple was a tough find.
Anything double P, it's a risk.
It is a risk to go the double letter.
I think
so
it's
early.
Unusual. But you did well there, Half. So, yeah, Jane's flying off. We've got an unusual thing. Just quickly, we had a bit of a debate last night. She's got a couple of flights coming up to go platinum
In
the Virgin.
Yes.
And I need a couple of more status credits to get to gold, stay gold.
Right.
I'm really on the edge.
You're hanging
on
by
a thread.
And I
said, can you give me the points so we both stay gold? You can sacrifice your platinum. We can both be family gold. This is a good topic, okay?
This is an excellent situation.
So I'm saying if we're a couple and we're a team, let's just be content to both be gold. Yeah. But no, she said, I want to be platinum. It gives me row three or whatever. But if that happens, I'm in the abyss. I go bronze. I said, I'm gone.
You're in the toilet.
Yeah, I'm gone. I need your help.
The toilet.
I'm hanging in. I'm clinging on. No lounge for me. You can go in. So just to the listeners, surely she can sacrifice her extra points to me and we can be gold and gold rather than bronze and platinum. And I'm in a crater. I'm finished. Oh. I'm through a trapdoor.
This spells trouble for the nightly Wordle.
You'd be a gold and gold person, surely, as a family.
If this situation arose in the Harford household, it's 100% gold and gold.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'm getting divorced.
So you can click on, obviously, the share credits.
Well, I don't know too much about those buttons.
Pooling, it's called. Yeah.
I imagine you can. What's she doing? Is she sort of thinking this? Maybe there's no future in this relationship? Is there?
It is a concern. She said there's valuable additions to the platinum.
Hang on, Stephen. Hang on. Jane from the airport is on the line. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm okay, but I'm feeling like I'm in the middle of sort of what was that movie with the combating spouses? Anyway, I feel like I'm in the middle of something here, Jane. I'm not comfortable.
It was very disappointing. I was very excited about doing a Wordle half, and you just destroyed the routine.
I didn't flash it around. He came over and looked over my shoulder while I was doing it. He wanted to know.
No, I don't know about that.
I can tell you.
Chat to Steve-o.
Now, Janie, we're going to go gold and gold because it's either the abyss for me or platinum. And Half says he would go gold or gold or be divorced.
Oh, are you serious, Half? I thought you'd back me up on this.
No, Jane, because the world champ's listening, there's no way that I'm getting away with taking the platinum as she gets down to bronzed.
Oh, look, I do all the hard yards and all the flying. I think I deserve it.
Hang on a second.
This on the other foot. I don't know whether this would be the case.
This is actually becoming a bit clearer, this picture. You're not painting a very accurate picture, Stephen.
No, Jane does do all the flying, but pooling.
You don't do any flying, so you're trying to leech off your beautiful wife.
Well, I hung in there with gold because COVID, they gave you a year extension. I did a bit of a trip to Bali, so I really deserve to be wiped out.
Oh, you don't deserve anything. You've done nothing. I'm changing my tune. I'm hanging out with Jane on this one.
Well, I think we should. Jane's got to catch a flight, so I think we should cut it short.
I am. I'm just sitting in my seat right now, guys.
No doubt in 1A with your platinum pass.
Well, yeah, platinum, you're just an economy X for you.
Up the pointy end.
Jane, enjoy your flight. We appreciate your insight. Thank you.
Thanks, Half. Just keep that word under wrap.
Yeah, I'll do it today and I won't show him because he's a cheat anyway. That's Jane from the airport. You didn't paint a picture. You haven't flown anywhere. You're just trying to leech. This is a different story altogether.
I'm hanging in. I'm clinging on.
Speaking of stories, what's going on in footy?
Well, there's plenty happening. Nat Fyfe really is a big story this morning, of course. Freo skipper, 6 years in the job, handed over yesterday. No real surprise. I think this is a good move by Nat Fyfe. He basically sat back last year and could see a transition going. It was frustrating for him to be on the sidelines as others obviously got close to the ultimate prize. They did pretty well last year, Freo. My tip would be Alex Pearce at 27 to take the job. One of the most impressive people I've heard speak in footy.
Mm.
Or maybe they go Brayshaw at 23. But I think Pearce is revered there.
Well, I think that's right. My problem with Pearce is he's injury prone. Doesn't seem to be out there a lot.
Brayshaw would be $1.04.
That's what I'd be reckoning. I'd be reckoning he'd be $1.04.
No, I'm with Pearce. I think
he's the future. He's the future. This next generation. He's 23. He's old enough now to manage it. And he's got 10 years ahead of him. Let him be the man.
Yeah, but it's a big year for Freo. I think that's a slight risk to put a young bloke in. Let's have a listen, though, to Nat Fyfe. Very eloquent, Fyfe. He brings out some big words normally. Let's hope he has a couple here.
Yeah, Barry, it was a big day. It's something that I've known for a couple of weeks now. So to have the opportunity to speak to the players and staff and address it was really nice. And now we get a chance to move forward with whatever comes next. Yeah, throughout last year, Barry, it started to pave the way for what a transition could look like. The club really grew on field, and I wasn't able to get out there and lead and play. And we saw such growth and leadership from Alex, Caleb and Andy. And so that conversation started to evolve from there. And over the last few months, conversations with Garlo, Peter Bell and JL really got us to this point where intuitively it feels like the right decision and the right time for the club and for me to be able to open up to the possibility of what a new captain could do for us.
Nat Fyfe walking away after 6 years at the helm there of the Fremantle Dockers, two-time Brownlow medalist. What's that?
No other nicknames you could come up with there.
JL and Bell and Garlo hanging out with them. I thought Justin Langan was hanging out with him for a bit. I forgot about Justin Longmuir's initials. It's not about it. I think it's a good call. Good call to get someone else in to take the reins. I would be going 100% Brayshaw. I think that's the easy option, the right option. But Pearce, as you say, is a very, very popular and respected figure in that Fremantle team. See how they go. It might even be popping up as part of our conversation on the breakfast poll this morning. Apprentice Mick has rocketed into the studio on a Wednesday morning. Good morning, Apprentice.
Morning, Daniel.
What have you got for us on the breakfast poll today, please?
Yeah, we'll keep the theme of the Freo Dockers. The breakfast poll this morning is who is the greatest Freo Docker? Now, we've only put two options in, Matthew Pavlich and Nat Fyfe. Now, I'm going to list off a couple of honourable mentions, and I think Stabo might have a few in the bank as well. So, David Mundy, Luke McFarlane, Peter Ball and Aaron Sanderlands are a couple that stand out to me. What about you, Stabo?
What about Andrew Wills, the flying egg? Brad Weirer?
All these people have connections with the Western Bulldogs,
yeah,
I'm noticing.
Yeah, actually. Brad Bootsma, he was dynamic as well. They've had some cult figures.
Daniel Bandy?
Yeah, Daniel
Clive
Bandy.
Waterhouse? Not a
didn't play the Bulldogs.
No,
come on, man.
Oh, we forgot Kingsley Hunter.
Kingsley Hunter?
Yeah. They've had some great
names. Played
names.
The Hawks. I played with Kingsley.
So, no, I personally would have Pavlich ahead of Fyfe, but that's going to be an interesting poll.
That's a good poll.
Yep, I'm a Pavlich man too, and Pavlich has got 85% of the vote so far. Nat Fyfe, 14.3.
This will be a landslide, I reckon.
In favour of?
Pav.
Do you think?
Yep.
Two-time Brownlow medalist.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
I love Fyfe.
Oh, I reckon this is a good poll. I quite like this one from the
Apprentice.
Do people
really embrace Nat Fyfe, though?
Probably not, but I reckon they only embraced Matt Pavlich when he retired.
Mm.
It's funny how that happens. It's funny how that happens. Oh, we'll be interested to get the results of this. Yesterday's poll, of course, was has the NBL taken over the A-League and dominant at 75-25, wasn't it, in the end?
Yeah, pure
in favour of
the
NBL. Yes,
the
NBL is dominating all proceedings. So that's the situation early doors with Stephen. He's got more. He's going to drip feed us through the morning.
This is going to be rapid fire before 7:30 and then just before 8:30. There's plenty more to come, half, including a little exclusive.
You
want to get your mullet out, get a wig on.